Hey friends, Sarah here with a quick addition to our archive. These mini episodes offer lessons, tips, tricks, or inspiration for your tarot and spiritual journey. Give it a listen. I hope you enjoy and find something to think about, something to journal about, or something to discover about yourself. Stay curious. Hello, and thank you for joining me today. I am super happy to be sharing the next tip for consulting the tarot for yourself. In our previous mini episodes on this subject, we talked about creating your sacred space, centering yourself, and defining your intentions. So today, I want to dive into how to use a tarot journal to record your consultations, all your interpretations, and your personal insights. When we engage in the practice of tarot, keeping a journal is like having your own personal guidebook for your inner journey. It's a very handy tool to jot down your consultations and what you think the cards might mean, and also any personal insights that happen to pop up. When you're doing a tarot consultation, don't think that you're just going to write down the cards that you pull, make a list of them, and that's it. The tarot journal is much more helpful than that if you take the time to capture the whole picture. So when you're doing your tarot journal, you want to capture everything that you can. So how were you feeling when you pulled those cards? What were your initial reactions to those cards? What was going on in the situation that you were consulting for? And were there any extra questions that you were seeking or that popped up as you were pulling the cards? Your tarot journal is not just about the logistics. It's a safe space to figure out what the cards are saying. So take a moment to think about the different symbols on the cards, or the different colors, or the way that people in the cards are facing and if they're interacting with each other, and what might that mean? How do they connect to each other? And then in this way, you're not just consulting the cards and interpreting them, you're understanding them on a much more personal level. But here's the really cool part. Your tarot journal then becomes a record of all of your aha moments. Whenever you get a sudden realization or your intuition kicks in, write it down. Over time, you're going to start to see different patterns emerging, and this is going to give you insight into your life and the way that you think and where you need to change your thinking or where you need to build more upon your strengths. When you think of your tarot journal as little snapshots along your journey, you can flip through the pages and literally see how you've grown and how you are understanding the cards and how your understanding of the cards has changed and deepened and how you've learned more about yourself along the way. I really encourage you to embrace this ritual because it's a very important and sacred practice. Let it be a sanctuary for your thoughts. Let it be a treasure trove of insight. Let it be a testament to the connection between you and your higher self. This could just be the key to unlocking some really cool wisdom and other insights that have been hidden away in your subconscious for a very long time, maybe even your whole life. Your tarot journal can be any way that you want it to be. You could make it a saved document on a Google Drive. There are different journaling apps that you can download. You could just use your voice recorder on your iPhone. But if you're like me and you like to take your time and you like to write by hand, then you can get a journal that's specifically for this practice. I like to have a journal that is specifically selected as my tarot journal. It's got lined paper inside of it, and I like to find journals that have really beautiful and inspiring cover art. I like it when they tie closed on the side. It feels like I'm engaging in a very personal and private ritual every time I write in it. And handwriting also has an added benefit because it forces you to slow down your thinking. You can only write so fast. So when you have to slow down and interpret your thoughts more carefully, you'll start to get more insight and more aha moments. But in the end, just do what's right for you. There's really no wrong way to do it. It's your journey.
Okay, friends, short and sweet mini episode. That's all I have for you. I'll be sharing more tips for consulting the tarot for yourself in future mini episodes as well. If you have any suggestions for keeping a tarot journal, please leave a comment under the Instagram for this episode. You can find my Instagram at the Spirit Keepers Archive. And don't forget to tag the Spirit Keepers Archive and show off your own tarot journals as well. I love to repost them and they can be very inspiring. Thank you for being here and may your tarot consultations be filled with clarity and positive energy.
I hope you found value in this today. If it resonated with you, consider sharing it with someone who might benefit. A little good karma goes a long way. Stay curious.